Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start Linking into Sales.
Welcome to Linking into Sales. I'm Martin Brossman.
And I'm Greg Heyer.
And Elise Archer is not with us today, but with us in spirit.
She is. Tragic accident happened with her laptop.
Yeah,
and has set her back a little bit in time. So we wish her laptop very well, and I know how frustrating it could be because I would probably lose my life if I spilled anything on top of my laptop.
Yeah. So. And she's back on her feet and catching up, so cheer her on if everything goes well. She'll be back with us soon.
Yep. Actually, so that gives us kind of a chance to talk about a few things that that could be interesting to actually to a lot of our listeners as well. Naturally, everything hopefully is interesting to our listeners as well. So, but let's start with just kind of getting into some interesting news that has been happening out there in the social selling space. We were kind of talking about this a little bit before we started recording, but Twitter, they've been cleaning house up at the top. Jack Dorsey has been kind of cleaning up some stuff. Jack Dorsey, if you don't know, is the CEO of Twitter. It's a publicly traded company, so you can follow their ticker.
Hey, Jack.
You can follow their ticker on NASDAQ, I believe. And their stock price has just it's been going down. So a lot of it is just because of a lot of pressure on user growth, right? So I was actually reviewing some stats on Twitter, and they have, there's over a billion accounts that have been created on Twitter. But there's only about 300 million active users on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, for looking at Twitter as a social selling opportunity, it can be a bit of a challenge. But you know what? The ones that are there are and of that 300 million that are active on Twitter, those are going to be your most engaged opportunities. So if we look at things in a world of abundance, especially on social, you can't leave Twitter out of the count for social selling, right?
Yeah. Well, the big thing is, It looks like he's gotten in people that are more his. He's getting his own pickings, and to figure out how to make it move faster and more relevant. And
exactly.
We love Twitter. We think it's a great doorway into businesses and the media and everything else.
Right. So shortly after they let go of four top people, they actually hired a brand new CMO, and she comes from American Express. And with American Express and her relationships comes relationships. Right?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Connections with top executives all throughout industry, up and down the Fortune 1000, because American Express does have a tremendous amount of business. Matter of fact, a friend of ours, mm-hmm. Dave, he works over at American Express, servicing accounts throughout the state. And I think that from this, we could see a great potential growth and reach within Twitter, especially from a B2B sense. But I know that they want to focus a lot on the entertainment and the fun media space, right? The stuff that consumers really like to use. But we all have work lives, and we spend a majority of our day working. So, continue to use Twitter. We do have which we're going to talk about in a second. We do have a course that's available for you to kind of get the fundamentals down of setting up your Twitter profile, but we'll talk about it in a little bit. But
at a very good price.
At an excellent price. But we want you to consider to still use Twitter and grow and develop an understanding of it. And you can have you can use Twitter either on a personal level, you can use it on a for business purposes, you can create an account for your business, whatever you want to do. But you can still use it to reach out and engage with potential customers, building community, build influence, and things like that. So, but anyways, let's get into the next piece. Let's mention our sponsor.
Yes, our sponsor is NC State Technology Training Solutions. Beautiful image right here out front and off of in the front area of the building. And we're excited to have them as a sponsor. They offer all sorts of corporate training from Excel to social media management certificate program. I teach with Karen. And then a fantastic social selling with LinkedIn course. I teach with Greg here.
That's right.
As well as doing contract work for businesses that want to hire to bring us on site and offer training. So check it out. And how can they learn more about technology training?
Sure. Solutions? Just go out to linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS and you will be directed to exactly where you need to go. Once again, that's linkingintosales.com/NCSUTTS. So it's North Carolina State University Technology Training Solutions. So that's the acronym. Sorry, it's seven characters, but we probably could have made it just, you know, linkingintosales.com/1, and that would have been easier to understand. But we'll go with the seven-letter acronym just for branding purposes. Another little fun announcement, too. Thank you again to our sponsor. But fun announcement is we've actually put up a brand-new look for linkingintosales.com.
We want your feedback.
Yeah.
If you love it, let us know.
And if you don't, we're still going to keep it.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going through that process for another 3 years. So.
Greg wants to see his kids again.
That's
He's
right.
been working really hard.
Don't forget, on linkingintosales.com, you can always find the show notes for every one of these episodes, as well as insights and thoughts from us on social selling, social listening, social capital building, social proximity, the social sales stuff. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want you to come out there and check it out. We have a few contributors from those who are in the social media influencer space or social selling influencer space. As well as we're going to continue to kind of build out a lot of the content on there. Martin and I are committing to produce a little bit more content on the site for you to get engaged with. So it could be anything from blog posts to videos to fun downloads. Actually, I had a little LinkedIn discussion that was going on with somebody who wasn't in my network but came up because someone in my network had commented on the post. And the question came up was, I'm speaking to students. This is up in Rhode Island. And how do I tell them how to build out their summary section on there, right? So I decided I wasn't going to take and go in there and say, oh, yeah, hey, five paragraphs, 2 to 3 sentences apiece. Here's what each five paragraphs could look like. What I said was, I sent you an email.
Right.
And a matter of fact, she actually included her email in her contact us information or contact me information. Sorry, the web links information.
Mm-hmm, good.
Right. So she put her email in there. I shot her off an email with our handout that we use here in the class and for our breakfasts on developing a LinkedIn profile and what you need to do in order to create a customer-facing LinkedIn profile. So I sent it over to her, and I didn't get a response back. But then somebody else contacted me, funny enough, from Canada, and because we've had a couple conversations with some folks up north, to our friends in the north, and she actually asked me for a copy of the same document, so I sent it over to her in PDF. So if you're interested in picking that up, definitely let me know or Martin know, and we'll get that document over to you. But basically, it's a two-page document that goes through some practices, best practices with developing your LinkedIn profile.
How can they send it? Or info at?
Actually, you can just email us at info@linkingintosales.com. I check the email every day. So either that or just tweet me or tweet Martin or tweet the show, and we'll get it out to you. And if you're connected to us already on LinkedIn, send us a message that way.
Now, I heard if they write a review on iTunes, we send it faster. Is that a rumor?
I'm going to send it to you as fast as email can get it to you. So, but we would appreciate reviews on the podcast as well. We've had a few of them that have come out, which is great. Thank you very much for those reviews. But if you have any thoughts or anything like that, or maybe you don't want to leave a good review and you think we can do something to improve the show, definitely send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
We're taking the feedback and we've been integrating some of the ideas. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Our commitment is this, the leading show in social selling and the most valuable thing for you to listen to. So we want your input.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the new site that we've launched, Greg.
Yeah. Actually, you've all heard about it for the last few episodes. It's socialselling.training, and you can actually go out there right now and sign up and take a couple free courses.
And it's socialselling.training, not .com.
That's right. And actually, just to kind of give you a little background on that, the folks, the wizards up there that control internet domain names, they've actually opened it up so that way anybody. They did this a couple years ago. They actually allowed anybody to buy whatever .name that they wanted to. They went through the application process. It costs like $250,000. So I think like Coke bought a whole bunch of branded ones, right? So you have like .coke and all these other ones. You can't buy those, but any of the branded ones, but you can certainly do things like .training. You can do like .lol, .rocks, .ninja, all these fun little things. And you can go check out from your favorite domain registrant all the different ones that are out there and available. It's incredible. One of the most popular new ones that have come out is the .xyz. Matter of fact, because we had mentioned, I think, a few episodes ago with Google kind of restructuring its whole company, you know, the parent company is now called Alphabet. Well, their website domain is abc.xyz. So if you want to go check out the parent company of Google, just go to abc.xyz. I digress. So let's get back to talking about socialselling.training. And this might be a little fun fact for you to kind of share around with your sales guys, right? So, you know, like, hey, did you know there's a .lol? Ha-ha. And there's a .sucks? Ha-ha. So let's have some fun with this.
Maybe you'll put some in the show notes.
There you go.
The clean ones, of course.
So we've launched socialselling.training. We wanted to take this time just real quick to kind of go over some of the lessons and some of the information you're going to get from the two training courses we have available for totally free, absolutely free. And the way that we built the site, we want to explain this real quick. If you've ever registered on like Lynda or some of the other sites out there, you know, these are pure play LMS, learning management system type websites, right? They have very smooth checkout processes and things like that. We have built a system which allows you to take and purchase the courses that you want like it was an e-commerce store.
Yep.
Okay, so it's plain and simple. If you ever shopped online before on an independent or small business owner's website, that's the kind of purchase experience you're going to have. It's 100% secure. We have SSL certificates put in place. Not that we're taking payments at this point. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
And we don't ask for a credit card on these classes. So when you fill out the form, one person thought it might, you know, and so, I said, no, we just need some key information.
For the two courses that we offer, the two free courses that we offer, there is no credit card information that is required whatsoever. We do ask for your name and your mailing address because we may send you a thank you card and a special gift. But other than that, we do not ask you to enter in any credit card information unless you will, at some point here, we will have paid courses on there, which we'll talk about in a minute, which you will have to enter a credit card to make a payment. But rest assured, it's a secure website secure socket layer certificate on there. So we've gotten that. It's encrypted, so it's good.
And then after you purchase it, you'll go over to the course in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll find my courses and be able to start your course.
That's right. You'll be able to take and click on my courses and go ahead and take it. So let's talk about let's go ahead and leave that alone for a second, because I'm sure you're intelligent enough to figure that out. So let's talk about the two courses that we have that we're offering. We have a LinkedIn Profile Fundamentals for Social Selling and Twitter Profile Fundamentals for Social Selling. Now, people have told us that we need to charge for these courses.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, actually, a number of them. And while it's great, and we really, you know, it'd be kind of cool to make money off of these courses, but honestly, Martin and I had talked about this, and we're like, no, this is table stakes. These are the key requirements that you have to have in order to get into social selling, right?
Yeah. And they're the fundamentals that you and I have developed. I mean, I've been on LinkedIn since 2004. We've been working together for over 5 years with the podcast show. What were we teaching originally in our four-charge fundamentals of LinkedIn and courses? And that's what we're telling you. We're holding nothing back. So it's extremely high value. And we're really excited about this. We think it's a real thank you to our customers. And obviously, we're having you sign up, so we'll have other opportunities in the future. Mm-hmm. But we think we're giving such tremendous value. We want you to take the time and do it. And when you're done, there'll be a link so you can put it on LinkedIn as a certificate. And Greg, did you set that up for him? Mention that as well.
Yeah, so basically, once you complete the course, you do get a certificate of completion. You do get a link to it. So that way you can then take and put it in your education experience or education section on your LinkedIn profile. And you can say that you've taken the course, got your certificate of completion from socialselling.training by linking into sales. And every course that you take going forward from this site, you'll earn a certificate of completion once you've successfully completed each course. Eventually here, once you've taken enough of our courses, you will receive a certification in social selling. And that is a plan to have actually sometime next year, once we've actually put out all the courses that we believe are necessary to be certified in social selling. And that we'll have a test for you to kind of go through in order to get that. So, but that's very forward-looking. Let's talk for a second about what what's included in the LinkedIn Profile Fundamentals Social Selling course.
Yep.
All right. So there are three modules and a total of 17 lessons. And what we wanted to do is kind of start by giving you an introduction of where things kind of evolved from, right? Mm-hmm. So we actually talked about in the first lesson, an introduction to social selling, which was we introduced the idea of how things have kind of gone from paper resume, from all the way dating back to Leonardo da Vinci.
That's right. There's some fun stuff in there.
All right. And then going all the way through to Nigel Edelman, Edelshane, who kind of was the first one to coin the phrase sales 2.0 and the concept of social selling. So we give you some background history and then kind of where LinkedIn kind of fits into the mix and how they, you know, where they, while they did start as a professional network for you to take and put on your resume, in essence, and they connect with other people, the recession of 2007, 2008 actually kind of drove up membership, helped them grow that particular network there. And with everyone being there, gave everyone access to reaching out to folks and finding out who worked there.
Yeah, so there's a real nice little module on history and original interruption, cold calling, and the misconception of LinkedIn as a thing to throw your resume on. So please take the time to look at it. And then there are questions to make sure you actually watch the video.
Yeah.
So there's something you really earn in this. And we didn't want it. They're a little challenging, but we wanted enough that people who got the certificate had made an effort to understand the material.
Exactly. So there are a couple other courses, lessons that you should probably pay attention to that we actually get frequent questions about. So now we're directing everybody to come out to take the course, which is free. Did I mention that it was free?
Yeah,
I did mention it's free. Okay.
The
cost is free. There is an in-depth look at the LinkedIn summary section and the LinkedIn experience section. And we wanted you to get an understanding of like how to structure your summary section and how to structure each of your experience sections. And we actually go into some keyword search ideas. You know, how does search work on LinkedIn? What influences those search results? And it's actually a lot more simpler than you think.
In fact, if you paid for a LinkedIn profile course, come and you might want to be talking about a refund because we really put value into this of what we originally were charging people. So that's the key to get. I mean, continue.
Yeah. So we also include a couple optimization hacks, quote unquote hacks, mm-hmm. Which include your summary structure, keywords, headline, and hashtags. Now, one thing that I should mention is that we've, following the production of the course, we did learn how important it was to have a complete profile, have that all-star rating, and how that actually influences search results. So here's a little bonus tip you're not going to get in the course, but mm-hmm. you do need to take and get to that all-star rating, because when you think about it, if your profile is not complete, what's going to make it want to show up at the top of the search results,
yeah,
right?
Why would LinkedIn's algorithm make it a top thing if you don't? And just note, when you get to the top, there'll be a little gap at the top of the circle, and you will never fill that. That's just to keep you obsessing over it. So we're giving you a little hint right now. You never will fill it.
Yep. All right, so that's really basically what the 17 lessons about using LinkedIn profile or developing your LinkedIn profile for social selling. Keep in mind, it is very geared towards creating a customer-facing profile. You've heard that a number of times on previous episodes, and you're going to continue to hear it from us. If you're in sales, if you're in marketing, your LinkedIn profile is no longer a resume. It is your way of facing to the customer, show them what kind of value you bring to them, not to the organization you work for.
It is your digital first impression.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about the Twitter profile fundamentals. Mm-hmm. This one's a little bit shorter, mm-hmm. But we may add a couple lessons to it, We will have a secondary course to this. But setting up a Twitter profile is not as complicated. But there is a little bit. Some of the things you learn from the LinkedIn course may help inspire your learning in the Twitter course. So take the LinkedIn course first, then go over to the Twitter one and take that. There are six lessons. Okay. We're going to run you through terminology. There are some nuances in terminology, right? So now you get to actually understand what a tweet is, what a follow is, or what a like is. Retweets and those sort of things. Yeah, you'll get an understanding of
Killing
what each of them
bird.
Do.
Oh, no, that's not Twitter.
You'll also get... killing the bird. Two birds, one stone.
That's right.
All right. So we have... also, you learn about the different parts of your Twitter profile. such as your bio, your username, you know, because your username is kind of critical, because that's what people are going to use to reach out to you and how they're going to find you. Your bio, I mean, there's some incredible opportunities you have inside your bio. Even though you only have 160 characters to use inside your bio, you can use things like additional hashtags or you know, other usernames, or even put in URLs in there, you know, website addresses. So we'll go through some of those. We'll also talk about sending tweets and direct messages and the differences between the two. We also, I think we mentioned a little bit about how you can use video from your mobile device.
And then, how it works with LinkedIn as well. That's an important thing. Many people don't get that these two play together powerfully in the social selling arena.
It's all part of the social selling stack and the social networks that you should be using in order to take and support your sales engagements. One of the last things we talk about there is also building Twitter lists. And if you're familiar with building lists inside of LinkedIn, you can apply those principles to building lists on Twitter. So once again, those courses, both of those courses are totally free. And we would invite you to come out and check them out. Really easy. Just, you know, go out to socialselling.training and just click on any of the buttons out there. It'll take you right into the shop so you can then take and learn a little bit more about the courses we have to offer. Now, of course, if you have any questions, you can always email us at info@linkingintosales.com and then shoot us any of your questions. The last thing I want to kind of mention is that we do have an upcoming course. It'd be our first course that we're actually going to be charging for. This is kind of an interesting, I think it's good timing in how we're releasing content and the courses onto socialselling.training. We had a discussion with a couple folks, you know, over the last couple of weeks and kind of talking about their frustration around learning social selling, right?
And what did they do? You know, how do you map it out through a week, through a day, through a month?
Right.
What is the routine? What is the process to generate real results?
Yep.
And so that's why we're bringing this one out, the social selling routine. What do you need to do? What do you need to focus on? You can't see results unless you work consistently towards them.
That's right. So having a good structure of a social selling routine is really important. Structure in general is important during the entire sales process part of your day. I think that I learned a long time ago that having structure, you know, is very important, especially when I've raised kids. So I have 5 kids, right? So. Structure is important in the higher house. So we do have a degree of structure in our house, but it consists
and some controlled anarchy.
Right, it's a lot of we can get moments of chaos, but then once we bring it back to reality, we do have structure and routines in place in order to make the day successful. I think successful for the kids is not getting yelled at, so or fighting with their siblings. But anyways, but when you think about this as well, and you apply it to the sales environment, you do have to have routines and structure in place in order to really succeed. But you can always deviate from routines a little bit and deviate from structure a little bit, especially if you're adapting to changing environment. And social selling is a response to responding to the changing environment. So what we're going to be going over in this course is things like, what about content curation? How do I make content curation work as part of my day? We're also going to talk about a number of different tactics to take and improve your social capital, your social proximity, mm-hmm. your social listening skills, your content curation skills, as well as a few other little surprises in there too.
That's it.
Yeah, so that's it. So look for that course to be coming out in February. The best way to kind of learn about it is to go out and register right now, take the 2 free courses or one of the courses out there, and we'll send you a notification there as soon as that course becomes available. If not, just shoot us an email at info@linkintosales.com, and we will get that information out to you when that launches.
Right. You know, we talked about Twitter, and we always have a tip at the end. And I just want to say we just had kind of a big ice storm in the Raleigh Triangle area. And something interesting happened, not directly related to sales, but I want to bring up where I was out in the park walking around and saw someone that was cross-country skiing in Raleigh. Now, if you live up north, that's kind of common. But in the south, we don't see that often. And I took some pictures of it. I knew that the local news was using a specific hashtag and added the hashtag. And out of that, sharing it online using the 4 pictures that we talk about as images on Twitter, it was viewed 13,000 times, retweeted multiple times, and I just got another note of someone that saw it on the nightly news. And this isn't directly it, but you know, this example of how Twitter can spread if you understand it and you take advantage of opportunities.
Right, exactly. So in this particular situation, and listen here, listen pretty closely here. So this does require out-of-box thinking, right? Yep. So let's say you get something that does go viral. Are you prepared to catch what happens when it does go quote-unquote viral? Martin's example is a case of something going viral. I mean, it didn't get a million hits. But it, you know, it was he posted it, thought it would be great, and it was. It was a hit. You don't know when these hits are going to happen. Don't expect to know when these kind of hits are going to happen. You're just like, it's fun. Let's put it out there. Or if you have something that's a thought-provoking message or something like that, throw it out there. These kind of situations does call for out-of-box thinking. And then what Martin could have done or could still do, because he's still getting views on it, right? He could actually set that up to be able to take and capture some information of some sort, so that way, or to make that branding impression on top of the people that are viewing, to let you know folks know that, hey, Martin does social selling training and social media training here in the Triangle area. And you never know, somebody could reach out from beyond the Triangle and say, hey, listen, I'm really interested in hiring you for training.
Well, and the other thing is, training yourself to listen for opportunities is a behavior that takes some work. Mm-hmm. And understanding, you don't just want all controlled content. You want to capitalize on something that you can add value to of a conversation that's already going on. Right. And sometimes a global one, even in the business world.
Right. I think with social selling, it does require a degree of out-of-box thinking. I'll give you another example. So listen to another podcast, and there's a gentleman who is like huge on YouTube, and he helps small businesses with reaching the most audience, maximizing his audience totally from using YouTube. So basically, he had actually talking with some insurance folks or some financial advisors, which are heavily regulated on what they're allowed to do from a marketing standpoint. They actually did some nice out-of-box thinking. They actually took their phones out to local football games or basketball games and live streamed the entire event on their website and on the YouTube channel, right?
Wow.
So this isn't marketing, but what they ended up doing is to say, hey, listen, I got a free giveaway or anything like that. Come on by the office and pick it up. All right, that's good out-of-box thinking. So what happens then is that, as anyone who's insurance or financial services knows, once you get them in the door, they're all yours. Right.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And actually, that has generated a tremendous amount of business. And so, go back and re-listen to the previous episode and learn a little bit more about using video in the B2B space and getting comfortable with using video. You don't have to be on video, but just use that out-of-box thinking in order to kind of, you know, drive your results forward. And of course, we'd love to help you out with some out-of-box thinking. We're going to, you know, continue to provide the training, but also, you know, we do offer individual one-on-one training. You know, over a period of time, if you need some help with trying to figure out how to get a routine in place, you need to be held accountable for the things that you're doing. We want to be there to help you out. So don't forget, you can reach out to us, you know, through LinkedIn, through email, through Twitter, anything like that. Let's set up a call and talk about that more.
Excellent. Well, that wraps up this show. This is Martin Brossman.
I'm Greg Heyer, and you've been watching or listening to the Linking into Sales Social Selling Podcast. Don't forget to take and subscribe to us on YouTube. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, and don't forget to go out to the website, linkintosales.com. Take a look, let me know what you think, and you can listen to every previous episode right there on the site.
And Elise will be back soon.
She will be back on the next episode, very much. So you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.